I stayed there one night when I went down for that writer's workshop they had down there. It was solo, you know, and so I stayed at the Pioneer Home one night, so I got to mm-hmm. see her, and this was quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I stayed with this, no, two nights. I was Edna Brigo at the Pioneer Home there. Oh. They put an extra, she asked for an extra bed put in her room for me, so mm-hmm. I stayed in her room, and I got to see Billy then.
Oh, that so I visited, nice. Uh-huh. That was a real good visit with
him. I'll say, living right there with them, you know.
Them,
I was really very, very lucky. And then mm-hmm. Emily St. Pierre, the director, while she would ride, there was Edna Brigo and Carrie McLean, who's gone now, and the three of us, she'd take us into, well, so to the meetings in there and mm-hmm. bring us back.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you get the Fairbanks News Minor here?
No, but I'm more than I can read. Mm-hmm. See, I like to read time from beginning to end. It's Reader's Digest. And I take a lot of other magazines. Mm-hmm. The Abernathy for the American Association of Retired People. I don't know. There's so much to read and no time to read.
Well, the reason I ask is that Mrs. Rust writes News of the Pioneers that comes out about once a week in the News Minor, Fairbanks News Minor. And she writes about the events at the Pioneer Home of Fairbanks, the Pioneer meetings, and mm-hmm. so we're real glad that she does it, because that's about all the Pioneer news we get.
It's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. It's very well done.
But one,
thank you, Ruth. Oh, that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. You had all kinds of visitors who came to the Springs. Do you, did people like Judge Wickersham ever come over to Circle Hot Springs?
You
when
you
was,
I think he did one many years ago.
How are you ladies doing?
Oh, we're just having a...
Bye, the camp.